Witnessing Awesome Married Sex by New Wife. My name is Dez. I am happily married to a wonderful man, Brian. We continue to grow and learn more about each other with each passing day. We continually test our boundaries sexually, and that has helped us connect all the more. Almost as important as having an amazing husband in my life, I have several close friends, none closer than Sarah, with whom I can share everything about my life and my marriage. Sarah and I have known each other since grade school, and I have to admit that she has often inspired me to try new things in our marriage. I think that telling her of our experiences has inspired her too. Sarah, her husband Chad, my husband, and I recently traveled together to a friend's wedding. We checked into the hotel where the reception was being held and asked for rooms close together. It turned out that we got adjoining rooms on the top floor. The wedding was beautiful, and the reception was a great time. I just love seeing all the women dressed in their most elegant dresses and the men so handsome. Sarah, Chad, Brian, and I weren't the last to leave the reception, but there weren't many behind us either. We took our last drinks with us as we headed to the elevator. Since we each had a drink to finish, we decided to go to Sarah and Chad's room. We talked and laughed a little more as we downed our drinks. Then, Brian and I went to our room through the connecting doorway. Once we closed our side of the door, Brian helped me out of my dress. He lingered a little as he kissed my neck and let his hand slide softly over my shoulders and down my back. I told him that I needed to freshen up before we went any further, and I headed to the bathroom. After making sure that I was ready for wherever Brian might explore, I slipped into a black cami and panties before turning the bathroom over to Brian. When he saw me, he stood a minute to take in the sight of his wife. His gaze paused as he noticed the way the cami draped over my nipples. Brian took my hands and gave me a teasing kiss as if to hint at where else his mouth would soon explore. Then he headed to the bathroom to take a quick shower. Suddenly, I realized that I had left my purse on the dresser in Sarah's room. I opened our side of the adjoining doors between the room to knock on Sarah and Chad's, only to find that it wasn't quite closed on their side. I could see that a light was on, and I could even see my purse on the edge of the dresser, but I couldn't hear either Chad or Sarah. I didn't want to disturb them, so I opened the door just a little further, intending to reach my purse. That's when I saw Sarah, lying on the edge of the bed on her back with her arms stretched over her head. Sarah has beautiful firm boobs and her hard nipples pointed toward the ceiling, their dark, perfectly round areola evident in the light of the nightstand lamp. I edged the door open a little more and finally got a view of Chad, kneeling on the floor at the edge of the bed, his hands holding Sarah's legs up and apart, making her beautifully waxed mound available for his oral attentions. Sarah had always told me how good Chad was at going down on her. Now I was going to witness his skills firsthand. Chad was kissing and licking her inner thighs, ever so gradually getting closer to the valley between them and her outer lips. I found myself anxious for him to get to her pussy, and I'm sure Sarah was too. But he seemed in no hurry to move any faster. He continued at his pace until he finally used the tip of his tongue to moisten that sensitive spot along the outer edge of her lips. When his tongue lightly traced Sarah's swollen outer lips with long, slow licks, I heard the first sounds from Sarah as she moaned her pleasure. Chad continued to lick along each of Sarah's outer lips as her pussy slowly opened, revealing more of her delicate folds. As her inner lips began to protrude, I could see that they are as dark as her areola and surrounded a beautiful pink valley glistening with her moisture. Chad paused for a moment and sat back on his heels to take in the sight of his beautiful wife and her precious gifts. I have to admit that I, too, was mesmerized by my view of Sarah's wet pussy and the incredible vision of Chad pleasuring his wife. That's when I realized that I had been playing with my nipples with my left hand while my right hand was on my pussy. Just then, Brian came up behind me and put his arms around me without a sound. Like me, he was taken in by the beauty of the scene unfolding between Sarah and Chad. Brian slid his hand on top of mine, following the movement of my fingers on my panties, while his other hand gave attention to my other nipple. I so wanted to guide Brian to my clit, but I was afraid that if I did, my moans would disturb the scene in front of us. Chad resumed his kisses and licks on Sarah's lips, taking his time, before he finally began to explore Sarah's inner folds and crevices. Sarah let out a few more moans, especially as Chad sucked on her so very delicate inner lips and used just the tip of his tongue to take in the moisture in the valley between. When he dipped his tongue into her entrance, Sarah let out her loudest moan as she rolled her head from side to side. Chad, or maybe Sarah, opened her legs a little further as Chad continued to explore her delicate entrance and trace her pink valley, always stopping just before he reached her clit. Sarah's moans got louder, then softer, before rising again. She started to rock her hips, pushing her pussy toward Chad's teasing mouth. But Chad continued in his gentle, teasing enjoyment of his wife's beautiful gifts. Sarah couldn't take it any longer. As she moaned in a tone between demanding and begging, just two words, "My clit!" Chad wasn't going to deny his wife, but he took his own sweet time. With just the tip of his tongue, his licks finally made their way to Sarah's very swollen clit, but only explored around the sides, avoiding her sensitive, shimmering pearl. Sarah's moans got louder. Again, she began to rock her hips, thrusting her pussy toward Chad's face. I noticed, too, that Sarah's hands were now on her boobs, her fingers rolling and tugging her nipples. What a beautiful sight to see my best friend writhing in pleasure, so close to exploding in orgasmic bliss. Just then, Sarah practically screamed out, "My clit! Suck my clit!" Chad didn't hesitate this time. His mouth covered Sarah's pussy, and I could see by the motion of his cheeks and lips that he was rhythmically taking Sarah's clit into his mouth. Sarah's moans became screams. "I'm coming! I'm coming!" she yelled. As her stomach began contracting and her legs shook uncontrollably, Chad continued sucking in sync with each contraction of Sarah's body. 10, maybe 15 times. As Sarah's spasms began to settle, Chad slowed his sucking and covered her pussy with his mouth, protecting it with the warm moisture of her orgasm. After a few minutes, I heard Sarah say in a demanding voice, "I need you inside me, now." As Chad stood, I got a view of his magnificent cock. Sarah had told me that Chad was large enough to reach her deepest spots, and now I could see what she meant. Sarah took hold of her ankles and pulled them back a little to give Chad a beautiful view of her entrance. Still very wet from her orgasm, Chad guided his cock toward Sarah's pussy, but not her opening. Instead, he took some time retracing where his mouth had been, even stroking his shaft along Sarah's clit. Sarah moved her hips again, demanding, "Get inside me, now!" Chad then placed his knob, now glistening with Sarah's moisture, at her vestibule. He paused there for a moment before he moved a little to spread her opening enough for his swollen knob to penetrate. Sarah let out a gasp as her entrance opened and then squeezed around his shaft just behind the knob. She gasped a few more times as Chad slowly went deeper, inch by inch, expanding her sacred cavern to accommodate his thick cock. When he slowly withdrew, I could see the veins along his shaft reflecting in the light, moistened in Sarah's wetness. Chad penetrated again, this time only a couple inches, thrusting with short, slow strokes. I heard Sarah say or moan something as she pulled her legs back further. Chad's motion remained steady. Sarah began moving her hips again in sync with Chad's thrust. Her expression was similar to earlier. She seemed to be right on the edge of coming again. Then she screamed, "I'm coming! I'm coming! Don't stop!" And Brian and I again witnessed the breathtaking sight of Sarah's orgasm, this time with Chad inside. Her legs hadn't even stopped shaking when she wrapped them around Chad, digging her heels in his ass, pulling him deeper, forcing the full length of his cock into her. She began rocking and grinding against her husband, not allowing him much motion. She was now in control. After some more rocking and rotating, I heard Sarah say, "Right there. Oh, that's it. That's my spot." Chad stood motionless as Sarah moved, using Chad's cock to give herself the deep stimulation she craved. Chad put his hands on her hips, more to be connected with his wife, it seemed, than to guide her motions. Sarah's rocking became more frenetic, and she tugged at her nipples and threw her head back. Then she shouted, "I'm gonna come! I'm gonna come!" just before her body went into spasms again as her screams became unrecognizable. Brian and I were mesmerized by all we had witnessed, but we were now both so turned on that we needed to take care of each other. As we turned from the doorway, we noticed Sarah getting onto all fours at the edge of the bed. She had told me that doggy is Chad's favorite way to finish. Sarah reached back, pulling her hands on her cheeks, inviting him into her. Our last image, as we quietly closed the door, was that of Chad grabbing Sarah's hips and his still wet, rigid cock thrusting long and hard into her. As Brian got on top of me in bed, we could hear Sarah scream one more time and some guttural sounds from Chad, as I'm sure he filled her with all he had built up. Brian, not to be outdone by Chad, left a trail of kisses from my mouth to my boobs, down to my navel, and then my mound. Brian is fantastic at going down on me. He's a student of my body, and having watched me masturbate, has learned all the right places to reach and in the right way. I lost count of how many times I came that night, but between Sarah and me and our husbands, there were lots of orgasms. I hope that the bride and groom had as many as we did.